it's time to catch up on everything that's happening in Cleve. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning, Keith. How are you today?
I am doing very well, thank you. Council community grants closing soon, I hear.
They are closing soon. They are closing next Friday on the 29th of July. So don't forget to get your application in. So they are the District Council of Cleve community grants. The community grants funding is up to $4,000 and it's available to not-for-profit groups within the District Council of Cleve area. If you want some more information on the grants or the grant guidelines and the application form are both available on the council website. Check that out, but for any further information or to see if your project might fit within the program, give us a call at the council on 86282004. Or you can email myself on kelly@cleve.sa.gov.au.
And, of course, elections are coming up in November.
They are. The council elections are almost here. If you want to have your say on the streets you walk down or the playgrounds in your town or any of the projects happening, then it's important to make your vote count. So you need to enrol. That is also by Friday the 29th of July. So if you're a property owner or a renter or a business owner in the Cleve District, you can vote in the local council election. You do need to be enrolled by that Friday the 29th of July. But if you're passionate about your community and you want to make a difference, then nominating for council might be up your alley. Becoming a councillor presents the opportunity to contribute to positive outcomes within your community. So if you're thinking of running for council in this year's council elections, then you might like to come along to a candidate information session and learn a bit more about being on council and also the roles and responsibility of council members. That will be held at the Cleve Council Chambers on Tuesday, August 16 at 7 p.m. And there's also an online training session this Saturday, the 23rd of July at 10 a.m. That one's run by the Local Government Association of South Australia. So if you're interested in nominating, then certainly come along to the Cleve Council Chambers for that one. But for any more information about enrolling or voting or nominating, visit the council website again for lots of information and links, or pop into our council office for a chat.
And the big event that is coming up next month, Field Days.
Yes, the Eyre Peninsula Field Days are August 9 to 11. So visit the Field Days website for more details of the exhibitors and to book tickets online there as well this year. But that's always a definitely major event for the district and always has a large crowd and lots of buzz around the town.
And coming up in October, still a little while away, will be the Cleve Harvest Music Fest.
Yes, that returns to the EP on the 8th of October. So for more information about the lineup, visit the Revive the Regions with Music website. That'll have the lineup information and ticket sales as they become available. But we're definitely excited that Killing Heidi will be able to perform after they couldn't make it last year due to the COVID restrictions. So it'll be great to have them visit us as well for that festival.
Plenty coming up in Cleve across the next month and coming months after that. Thank you very much, Kelly, and we'll be hearing from you again next month.
Thanks a lot, Keith.